Thank you, Charlie. When I moved to Bloomington in 2012 to take a teaching job at Illinois State, I was immediately made to feel at home here. Since then, I have tried to give back to my new home. I joined the Miller Park Neighbors Group shortly after buying my house on the west side. We did neighborhood watch, trash pickups, and spring picnics. I volunteered with the newly formed West Bloomington Revitalization Project, taking part in the first seasons of both the Bed Blitz and the Veggie Oasis. By 2016, I was volunteering as an election judge with the Bloomington Election Commission and was selected to be the polling coordinator for my home precinct, Miller Park Pavilion. I was also appointed to the city's Bloomington Historic Preservation Commission in 2016, a commission that I now chair. In the 8 happy years I have lived in Bloomington, I have sought more and more ways to get involved and to serve this community. Now I am running for county board because I believe that I have gained the necessary experience and knowledge to serve in that role effectively. As an administrative oversight body, the county board oversees the professional staff of the county, aiding in their work and ensuring that all aspects of county government stand up to the necessary scrutiny of a public body. To this role, I bring a dedication to good governance through transparency, fair scrutiny, and collaboration. My training in academia has taught me how to read and evaluate closely, to work constructively and creatively towards a solution, and to never give up on a problem, because behind every problem is a person who needs your help. I hope that you will give me the opportunity to serve our community as a county board member representing District 8. Thank you.
And Chico, your turn for an opening statement and introducing yourself to the voters.
Good morning, Charlie. Thank you for having me here. Good morning, Leah. Thanks for being here today. My name is Chico Russo. I was born and raised in this neighborhood. My family, I'm a fourth generation member of the west side of Bloomington. I'm a third generation laborer out of Labor's Local 362. I'm a precinct committee man for Precinct 12, where Leah and I live for the last 10 years. I've been on these streets. I've walked around. I've talked to my neighbors and my friends. And we think it's time the people in the neighborhood, we thought it was time that somebody would step up and go for the county, run for the county board that is truly from the neighborhood and about the neighborhood. And that's why I'm here today announcing my candidacy so that I can be a true voice for the people on the county board in District 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Chico. The first question, we'll start with Chico because Leah went first in the opening statements. Tax rates have been held largely steady by the McLean County Board. As a matter of philosophy, they haven't wanted to rely on increases in the tax rate. They have tried to hold it steady and rely on property value growth over the years to account for new revenue. What would your overriding philosophy be on property taxes?
I'm very proud of our county board for holding the line on the taxes. The EVA is set forth by the county assessor. He's doing a wonderful job. The whole office is doing a wonderful job in our county. I'm a very conservative individual when it comes to our taxes, and being a good steward of our tax dollars for our county is utmost importance to me. And I'm very proud of the county board for what they do there.
Leah?
I would largely agree. I think, you know, Democrats have a bad reputation for not being fiscally conservative. But if you actually look at how the Democrats on the county board have behaved in the last 10 or so years, they actually have been, along with many of their Republican colleagues, very conservative in this matter, right? That we don't want to overcharge people for their property taxes, and we don't want just sort of endless spending. So I agree with Chico in that. I think the county board has done a good job of keeping those tax rates level. But the reality is that there are growing needs in the community, and we have to look for new revenue streams to help things like mental health care and other kind of taxing issues that are facing our community in a new way that we haven't really had before. So while I would very much stay with trying to maintain our property tax rates, using that kind of incremental increase over time through property price increases, excuse me, I think it's also important that we think creatively about new revenue streams and ways that we can support things like the mental health care that we are hoping for as a county.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Leah Klein and Nathan Chico Russo, the candidates in the Democratic primary in McLean County Board District 8. The McLean County Nursing Home and the future of it has been an issue in recent years. It's been losing money at what many county board members had thought was an unacceptable rate. A special blue ribbon panel came up with suggestions on how to stem that red ink. Those efforts are a work in progress. So first off, is the nursing home a vital service for those who need Medicaid beds in McLean County, or is it a vestige of something that the county government should be out of? Chico, you start.
Very good. Thank you, Charlie. Nursing home is absolutely vital to our community. It serves a purpose for a lot of people that might not necessarily have the financial means to take themselves to someplace, say, I don't know, Heritage Manor or something like that, that's costly. But we have things at our nursing home has been neglected 100% by the county board. They run it like it's an independent business, and they talk about we have responsibility to it. Well, it's lately, and it's been a while now, the responsibility has not been shown by the county board for our nursing home. And I got a couple things here about the Medicaid from the nursing home. We have the largest population about to come on for nursing home time, for nursing homes, and that's the baby boomers, my parents included. Our nursing home is the only nursing home in this county that has a VA contract, and we need to think about our veterans when it comes time for them. We have an aging population that is coming from the Vietnam era, my father and my uncles included, and our nursing home is just, we need to help a lot. There's a lot of upgrades. I've been there. I've seen it. The nursing staff, the average pay is below the $15 an hour that we're about to get. We have a nursing shortage. We need to be more attractive in bringing nurses and people wanting to work the nursing home instead of, I can go somewhere else and give my services. We're not attractive enough, and there's not been enough attention to the nursing home. And everybody at the nursing home listening, I got your back.
Leah Klein.
So the issue of the nursing home has been a central one for me in my campaign. Like Chico, I'm very disappointed to see the way that the county board has dealt with the nursing home over the last several years. I understand that using business principles and running certain aspects of county government is good in the sense that it helps with fiscal management and growth. But it's not okay to treat the county nursing home as a business in the sense that if it's not profitable, we close it. It is a service that is intended to help the elderly community, and not necessarily elderly, but the sick community in McLean County who do not have enough resources or the right insurance or the right coverage to put them in some of the more sophisticated nursing homes, you might say, the more luxurious nursing homes in our community. But the landscape of elder care in the United States has changed dramatically since the McLean County Nursing Home was built. And there are simply demands both from the insurance structure, Medicaid and Medicare structure, the private insurance structure that are pushing increasingly for people to be cared for in their homes rather than in nursing facilities. So the problems that are facing the nursing home are many, both from a sort of structural infrastructure standpoint, that is, there are no bathrooms in the individual rooms. I mean, I think that these days one would expect that kind of service. So there's a big need to revamp their electrical and their sort of vacuum seal and all of these other things that have been discussed in the Blue Ribbon panel. The landscape in terms of funding models has simply changed. So I agree with Chico insofar as we need to put a lot of resources there, but we can't assume it's going to be an easy solution. When we can't assume that because it's a little bit expensive that it's not valuable, we have to put our sort of energy and creative thinking towards this towards the savior of this space. Again, as Chico said, we live on the west side of Bloomington. I have had several neighbors who have had to stay in that nursing home, one now who's sending their mother-in-law to that nursing home, and are terrified to see that they have gone down to a one-star rating. That's simply not acceptable, that in our community, with our name on it and with our tax dollars, that it is being run essentially at a rate that isn't acceptable. So it's something we need to attack soon.
A majority of the county board, however, has in fact largely recognized that the nursing home will never break even, that it will require an ongoing subsidy, and has voted in a manner that says they accept that a subsidy is needed, so it's not being treated like a business. Now, The question to you is, what is an acceptable and what is an unacceptable level of subsidy? Is it $2 million a year? Is it $3 million a year? Is it $1 million a year? And Chico Russo, you are first on that question.
All right. Those are really big numbers, Charlie. And for everything that I've gathered in my visits to the nursing home here in McLean County, we're going to need some money. And you're throwing out dollar numbers right there. I don't dare, you know, come up with a big number like that. That's a large amount of money, and it's going to be out of our tax dollars. We're really, you know, for the county board to say that they recognize there's a problem there and not do anything about it, I'm like, Leah, this is going to have to get done. There's no options, you know, to sit and keep talking. I'm tired of talk. I'm tired of politicians talking all the time. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. And as far as the money that we're going to need, Charlie, I can't give you a dollar amount, but if we can talk to the administrators at, you know, more people at the administrator and the staff at McLean County Nursing Home, and they can bring it back to our health committee, I'm sure we're going to come up with something that's going to be viable.
And Leah Klein, what's an acceptable subsidy and what's not?
Well, I think the acceptable subsidy is what is required to improve the conditions and to renovate the structure in order to make it a viable option. Again, as Chico says, you know, throwing ballpark numbers out there is not really a solution. We have to look at the problems from a business perspective. That is, there is an entire industry, my brother being one of them, who run nursing homes, who understand these structures. But we also have to talk to the architects about what can be done. And you have to come up with a kind of a collaborative solution that's going to allow us to move forward. But I think, as you say, they have talked about it. But having not done anything really about it, I think is the biggest issue that we're facing right now.
There have been efforts to implement the recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Panel. Is that really doing nothing?
It's not doing nothing, but in the most recent health committee that I attended, when the nursing home administrator and the new director of nursing made presentations, they acknowledged that there remain serious structural problems and staffing problems and oversight problems that simply have to be rectified. So it's a slow process, but the county board simply has to continue to apply pressure. And I think thinking small is unfortunately what's happening, right? We're addressing tiny problems rather than addressing the big issue.
Chico, same question. They have been trying to implement those things.
I think they're at an impasse in what they're doing with that Blue Ribbon Board. We just need action. You know, a lot of people, we're just tired of the talk. We need action. And if we're not going to do anything for the McLean County Nursing Home and run it as a private business, then we're going to have to take our name off of that, because we're doing no service to the nursing home or the residents of it, or the residents of the county for that matter.
What should county government be doing that it is not now doing? Chico, you're first on this one.
Wow, that's interesting. More public outreach, I think, more public outreach from the individuals that sit on the county board. During my campaign travels, I've shown pictures to people at the door, at their door. It's like, do you know any of these people? Do you know these people? And a lot of people don't even know these members on the county board and what they do and what the county board does. And as far as the county board, I mean, we got a lot of work to do up there, but overall, it's in a good place. And I think just more outreach to the community from the elected officials would be great.
Leah Klein, what should county government do that it's not doing?
Well, I think that transparency could be an important step forward. You know, I was talking this week, I had a meeting as the Historic Preservation Commission chair with a new Lakota group who's doing the community preservation plan for the city of Bloomington. And we had a discussion about the fact that this community does a pretty bad job of telling its story about who we are and where we come from and what makes us special. And I think the county board can be implicated in this as well, that we don't people don't hear from the county board. They don't see what they're doing. And a lot of this has to do, I think, in two ways. One, that the county board's website is very difficult to navigate. I know they've made some improvements, but it is almost impossible to find information about whatever subject it is that you are concerned about with county government. I know some of us like government to work without us having to pay attention to it, but you shouldn't not be able to find what you need when it is time for you to get involved with the county board. So I think that's one thing that they can do better, is sort of the publication strategy, how they're using the website, how we can develop easier pathways for people. But also, I know that they're starting to make some noise in this direction, but the fact that you have to register yourself 24 hours in advance if you want to even comment get to the county board, that there's not an easy avenue for individual citizens to speak to the county board, to make their feelings known to the county board. And it's a 5-day waiting period if it's something off the agenda. So I think that there's no sort of direct relationship, direct accountability through the board meetings. And that's something I think can change going in the future.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Our guests today are Leah Klein and Nathan Chico Russo. They are the Democratic candidates for McLean County Board in District 8, covering downtown and much of the city's west side. There is a proposal that is coming to the county board soon to create meetings that are partisan caucuses. How do you feel about whether that would be constructive or destructive in the environment of the county board? And Leah Klein, you are first.
I have to admit that I'm honestly puzzled by the proposal. I've spoken to Shana Wachinski and Carla Robustelli about it, and of course heard John McIntyre's interview on GLT about the issue. I don't understand where it's coming from, and I don't understand how that could possibly deflate partisan problems in the county. It seems to be very specifically targeted at separating people. I mean, as a government body, you have to work together. You represent the entire county. Yes, you have your own district. But I think making discussions collaboratively rather than breaking them down by party is a much better way of kind of opening communication and working towards problems. So I remain puzzled by it, and I would not be in favor of it if I were to be given a choice.
Yeah, to be clear, McLean County Board Chair John McIntyre is not in favor of that.
Right.
It's being backed by Vice Chair Jim Soldner.
Jim Soldner.
Your answer to what you think of partisan caucuses, Chico Russo.
I don't like the idea at all. I believe that you're elected to the county board to work with the people of the voters that elected you there. And if you're not doing your job, I hope somebody else steps up and puts their name on the ballot against you so that we can get somebody in there that'll do it. The partisan politics, just look on a national level what's done, even on a state level, is torn people apart, and it takes away from the fact that we need to be doing a job. So I'm not with that.
The idea of partisanship does raise, though, when does ideology beat practicality and the desire to compromise? How would you frame that? And Chico Russo, you're first.
We have to work together. That's the bottom line. We just have to work together. One idea is not better than the other. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. I don't know. But the partisan politics and all that, I'm not into that. I want to work and get things done for the people in McLean County.
Leah Klein.
So both in my career here at ISU and my work at the Historic Preservation Commission, I've had plenty of opportunities to be on committees and panels where people come in with different ideas and kind of fight like heck to win a battle. But you can't win if you aren't you're not willing to compromise. Now, compromise used to mean getting along and finding ways forward. Now, in the sort of partisan world we live in, it seems that compromise means giving up. I don't believe that. I believe that we have to find a way to disagree without being disagreeable. It's a cliche, but I think it's extraordinarily important. And to be able to listen to one another and to create relationships with other board members that allows us to see why we agree and see why we disagree, right? We may not always get everything that we want, but if we work together, we really can, without compromising our morals, right, and not compromising the kind of deep convictions that we hold as individuals, we can find ways forward.
What most do you want to accomplish if elected to the McLean County Board? And I believe, Chico, you start.
My mission, and when I get to the county board, when I get to the county board, I'm sorry, it's kind of weird we're sitting together, right? It's okay. To be a recognizable face on the county board, somebody you can reach out to and talk to, and like I said, from my 10 years experience in the neighborhood, walking around as a precinct committeeman, but yet my lifetime of experience on the total west side, shopping local, being there, I want people to have a voice. I talk to so many people on a daily basis from the west side. I want you to recognize that. I want to listen to their concerns, and I'm going to bring that to the county board when I get there. That's my thing. My mission is to be a face and a true voice for the people of the west side of Bloomington and County Board 8.
Leah Klein.
So I have a number of things I'd like to do, and we've talked about some of them today, the sort of increased transparency with the county board and its website. working towards a solution for the McLean County Nursing Home. But I also think we have to pay attention to what's coming up on the horizon for us as a community, as a country. 2020 is the year of the census. And following the census, federal law requires that all counties and districts are reevaluated. So this is going to come up to the county board in the next year and a half, 2 years. And the county board is going to have to make some decisions about districting. And we all know that gerrymandering is a problem. It's a problem in Republican areas. It's a problem in Democratic areas. But I want to be there to advocate for fair maps and to advocate for the sort of the importance of representation and fair evaluation of the populace and districting. So that's something that's going to be coming up very soon, and it's a new issue. It's not a kind of a chronic issue with the board, but it's something I'd like to be there to make sure that there's fair scrutiny to this process and that one majority party doesn't take over the process, leaving out the other.